Okay, with Derwin Hayden, Requiem Generation Breaker is a short film played at the Feedback Animation Film Festival. It is an animated film. It is really cool to watch, and it's got some really interesting thematics going on. Derwin, where are you located? Where do you live?
Oh, I am based out in New Orleans, at New Orleans, Louisiana.
Oh, wow, cool. I don't talk to many filmmakers from New Orleans for some reason. I know it's a great art scene, but how is the filmmaking world scene in New Orleans?
It's, well, I'll say this, like we're very big on music videos and like art installations, things of that nature.
Yeah.
So it's more of, there definitely is like a film scene, but it's really like cool, like sort of close-knit groups just interconnected. And it's like, oh, I do painting. It's like, oh, you do painting? I could, would you mind painting for this sequence to my film? And then films of that nature, like art's very
Cool.
open-ended down here.
Oh, I'd love to see some more films. I always want to see like different kind of representations from different cultures, different areas. And I definitely you just popped something in my brain that I want to see more of that area. Are you born and raised in New Orleans?
Well, I've been living here for a long while. Like this is where I started my adolescence and I'm currently living here. However, I was born in Meridian, Mississippi, actually.
Okay. So you're unfortunate you had the unfortunate childhood of Katrina, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that was because it hit all of the South. Now, I was not living in New Orleans at the time of that. And I'm not sure, like, of course, I was so young, so my memory's still hazy.
Yeah.
All I do remember is like just a terrible storm enrapturing the area.
Yeah, it no. I was because in terms of an artist, it kind of represents your childhood in a sense. That's why I was kind of bringing it up. So
Yeah, that's a good point.
let's talk about this film. It's fantastic, and you're an animator. Is that what you want to
Thank
do?
you.
That's your kind of future?
I'm very big on just animation, drawing, art direction, things of that nature.
And what is your experience making films? Have you made films before this film?
The long and short of it is I started off as just like a regular filmmaker, like cameras, iOS, all that stuff. And then one day while I was at school, I'm here at New Orleans, so I went to the school NOCA, which is a creative arts school. Long story short, one of my professors saw my drawings and said, I think you'll be good at animation. So then I started doing that. And I've been making films, short films, for a very long while now, since 2015, I believe. No,
Yeah.
before that, but 15, I'll give that the starting point.
Gotcha. So then this one, okay, so would you consider this a you said I kind of in your written review, you kind of considered this a music video, but it's definitely got an arc to it. It's definitely got an act three act structure to it, I guess, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. I really just used music just for the sake of having it applicable to anyone. So it's like the music will tell the story, and also you don't have to even know the language to even understand what's going on in the story. And I was like, music's a universal language. So I
Yeah.
was like, this would be the perfect way to go about that.
So speaking of story, there's a script that usually is written before. So tell me about it says on Film Freeway that Nova was the co-writer. You and Nova co-wrote the script. How was the process for that?
So I wrote my treatment and outline, and I went to my friend Nova because he is a writer, and I came up to him. I was like, hey, would you mind reviewing this? And he's like, of course, bro, I love you. So he checks it out. And then he comes up to me. He's like, hey man, listen, the first two acts are great, but the third one, and like, of course, like it's so far from what it is now. But before, I was really like grasping at straws to figure out how am I going to tie the ending of this together. He made a joke
Yeah.
like, oh, so this is the printer adventure. You got CMYK doing all this stuff. Hooray.
So basically, what you're saying is that Nova kind of pushed himself as a co-writer on the project.
Oh yes, like I would bounce off ideas to see how just how the pipeline and the flow of the story would go.
Gotcha. So then you guys wrote the story, and then what did were you all 100% always intending to turn this into an animated film when you were writing
Oh
it?
yes. Yeah. Like even in the script I detail like how the world's gonna look, even knowing that I'm gonna be putting more like more glitter, for lack of a better term,
Yep.
onto it.
So what do you how would you describe this type of animation? What was it like? What would you what's the correct terminology for this type of animation?
I would say well 2D, but
It's 2D, yeah. But it's like
but
anime? Is it anime or no?
it's I wouldn't say anime, but also I would. It's just that because I am deeply inspired by Japanese animation.
Yeah.
I have been since I was like a wee lad, but I would still say like I'm very much inspired by American cartoons like Samurai Jack. I would just start listing off cartoons, but just that a mixture of both of them, like taking my American sensibilities and my Japanese influence and
Gotcha.
then putting it that way.
So it's like Western meets Eastern, I guess, right? Like your kind of culture versus the Japanese culture.
And it seeps in through like every nook and cranny, like down to like how big the character's eyes are, but it's just still me feeling out like the Americanness of
Yeah. But there's also the tone and pace of it where like it's rapid fire kind of shots, right? Like it's like
Oh,
a
yeah.
it's like 2-3 second shots at most, and it's constant camera movement, constant kind of motion, I guess, right?
All like the 3D work and like the camera swirling and all that. That was definitely inspired by like a lot of one big anime that I've been really into recently was is called Kimetsu no Yaiba, otherwise known as Demon Slayer. They recently had like a big movie. And the way how they were doing 3D was just astounding. And how they would animate some of they would animate some of the characters moving on ones, so basically just each frame would have a drawing rather than one frame then a space then another frame then a space, just to give it like that extra bit of fluidity, and it left quite an impact on me.
So how does the process work? How do you draw this type of animation? Like what's the first step?
The first step would be storyboarding. And with the storyboard, everyone has their own way of going about it. For me, I make sure that the storyboard is very rough. Like when I'm doing things in 3D, you know, I gotta take the 3D background and then put it in and then draw the characters on top of that. So for the early stages, I just completely conceive of it hand-drawn 2D on like either notepads or a little block box on paper, or even just drawing it on the screen. And then afterwards, I ink it and make it look more like the actual figures in their character design. And then I just start adding the background, compositing, and you really just feel it out in order to find like the perfect flow for your cartoon. Because it's all about like how the flow of it is, to make sure they're still appealing for people.
Yeah. So then where do you like how do you like from the camera movement to the actual like shooting, how does that work?
Well, it works. So basically, I would draw the full picture, right?
Okay.
No camera movements, just the full picture. And I would usually put down like a red square, and the red square would act as the camera. And I would just draw lines communicating where's this red square going to move on this canvas, or like the full picture.
Yeah.
And then I turned the can like the camera that's viewing everything into the regular camera that I have in the red square, and then have it flow that way. And anything that would be like a problem, or it's anything that would seem janky or unappealing, I would just fix it.
Cool. And then, so in terms of like the color template, like when do you start like working on that? Like the lots of blues, lots of reds in your film, right? So where does that come in?
That comes in during the character design process, and concept design as well. So I would draw. So the main character, so his name is Mick, and I would first draw him in his regular palette, and then I would draw him in his all white form, and I would just experiment with that. So if like, how do I want the shadows to look? I want the shadows to have like a bit of a static sort of thing. And I'll just do all that exploration of how I want the character to look in that stage where I'm just drawing it on. I use Clip Studio Paint. Some people use Photoshop, other people use Paint Tool Sai. But fully figure out how this one character aspect is going to be. And then I'm like, all right, I got that. The character's done. And then I design the world. And for that, I would look at a bunch of artwork or something. And I would again draw that all in my drawing application.
Yeah. And then so okay, so then like how long is this process? So it's a 7-minute film. How long did it take you to make the film?
Oh, it took about 9 months.
Okay. And
Yeah,
is
just
that
about 9 months.
like constant work or are you doing it like you have like a like when are you doing the job? When are you doing
I would say it's constant work for this one, because like as an idea, it's been around for like almost 2 years at this point. But I will say that a big part of the process is taking breaks. So I would work on it for about 5 days out the week, and then I would take, 2 days of the weekend just off, just doing something else.
Yeah.
And there would be occasions where I would either get sick, or I would just become, for lack of a better term, frazzled by the project. And then I would take another break just to get my mind right for it so I can be able to keep on going.
Yeah. So kind of they have some perspective, I guess, right? Like when you come back to it.
Oh yeah, like that. And also to, because the thing about it is I have to really enjoy the project since I'm doing so much. Like there's over, I don't even know how many pictures. I lost count after like 1,000 something.
Yeah.
But it's, I do love doing this. So by taking like those breaks and taking a break so long that it gets to a point where I'm just like, I need to work on this project. I need to get back into it. Then I do it. And the other thing that's very amazing about that I found out is that every time I take those breaks and I come back to it, I basically am able to catch up on all the work I didn't do at an astounding rate. I'm drawing the pictures freehanded. I'm conceiving of these new ideas that are going to elevate it. And on top of all of that, I am not exhausted. So I'm able to actually do this long haul of 9 months of drawing the same six people.
Gotcha. All right, so you did the music too in the film, correct?
Yes, I did.
So how does like is music something that you're is that something that you're comfortable doing? Like it's like this is the music's fantastic. Is this something that's your
Oh,
domain?
thank you. Yeah. First, thank you so much for saying that. Yes, I adore music. I have like a record collection, a CD collection, and all types of digital songs. Yeah, music's a very big thing for me.
So then, did you write the music before the film? You started working on the film, or like during, or at, or like when you're in post-production?
I actually, so I wrote the script first, and after the script, then I wrote the song. And once I realized the structure of the piece, I basically made a song for each act and then put that into the giant song. And once that song was done, even if it wasn't the song that was done, I at least had the demo of it. But I would animate the entire music video to the song. That way, there was a rhythm to the
Yeah.
visuals as well.
Yeah, that's what I've kind of figured. So basically, it's like, and then did you do any like extra sound design with the film at all?
I did. But the thing is, I put it into the song itself. So, for example, during this scene where Mick is jumping out the window with the demon, whose name is Kimyek, basically, I added the sound of fire crackling in the background, right? And as the music swells, like there's a bit more of a fullness to it, and it's because of that crackle of fire. So I would just use various sounds to communicate what's going on in the piece. It even went down to like the whole transformation from the regular world to the other world, like the sea world sort of thing, Obscurum Empire. That's the little name I came up with it.
Yeah.
But with that, I had like a bunch of things layered together. I had like key sounds and like key jinglings, I believe, and ice reversing and all types of stuff like that. So the sound design is there. It's just that it's like imbued into the song itself.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, it's really cool. So like it's like this is like, I know you had some other people, but you also did like it also you're also credited as a key cast member as well, like voiceover, and then you had Walker, I guess. Is that a friend of yours who did the other one?
Oh yeah, so Walker, he so the kid's picture, I commissioned Walker to draw that for me because I wanted an art style that wasn't mine, but was
Yeah.
also still cute.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
So
that's pretty neat. Thank you.
And basically, so Nova helped you with the script. So, but at the same time, this is really your baby in a
Yeah.
lot of ways. Like you did basically the whole film.
Yeah, I did. The idea was mine. The whole, like everything about it has like me in it or me like just right outside of it. Yeah, this is like a really a solo project for the most part. Only for the most part, because I did have like I had a special thanks basically to everyone else who read the story and gave me their ideas and their input. But yeah, this is like my little one, my baby.
So are you gonna like I because you're so vague in your blog interview that you're like, I have something that I'm gonna do, but I'm not gonna tell any, but I'm not gonna tell you, and it's very secretive. And so is that something that I'm assuming your next project, is it you gonna be more collaborative, or is it gonna be the same kind of like lone wolf kind of mentality where you're gonna like hunker down for a year and kind of make another film? Or what's your motive? You don't have to tell me what the project's about. I'm just saying, what's your creative or what's your motivation to do the next one? Like, are you going to be more like, what's the process going to be like?
Yeah, this next one is definitely going to be m a lot more collaborative heavy.
Okay.
Yeah, from the various projects I've been doing, I've been having more people reach out to me, and after all that stuff, I'm kind of exhausted of
Yeah.
doing so much stuff by myself. But also, I will be, it's kind of like can't teach an old dog new tricks. So I am going to be doing a lot of the same stuff. But I am going to be integrating a lot more people into the process and just seeing how that is.
Yeah, I think it's your it should be your next step as an artist, because I think you've got a couple films under your belt, and it's the next process as a filmmaker, and you can't get away from it. I don't care who you are, is the collaborative process, working with like other animators or a DP or a cinematographer or a composer or sound designer, especially like just to kind of like up the ante, even actors, and you know what I mean? Like it's just like
Oh yeah.
that's your next step.
Oh yeah, definitely. Because of the pieces that I have collaborated with people on, it was always a ton of fun. And it was also always like me, the piece was consistently evolving. And it was an all around amazing experience. Yeah. Yeah, no, honestly, you're onto something with that one.
So good. Yeah, so you're like, but at the same time you're secretive. You don't want to tell give too much away, I guess, right?
Oh yeah, like there's I mean like I just want to keep it like together right now under wraps only because I still got to call up some people and see like okay how am I gonna launch this. Oh bless you.
Sorry,
How am I gonna
sorry.
make?
Yeah. That's usually good
Yeah.
luck. I apologize for
Oh,
that.
it's far from an issue. But yeah, just making sure that everything would be right before I do announce it.
Yeah, gotcha. And so what is your goal? Like you're young, you're like, you're basically you're a young pup, let's just put it that way, right? So
No, I definitely am. I
what
like
are
to
your
pretend
what
like.
is your goal? Like what do you want to do? You want to be a professional animator or filmmaker? Like what do you kind of aspire to be?
I really just aspire to just keep on doing as I do right now. I would just say like animation, just artistry, because I love music as well. I love doing all this stuff. And all I really hope for is just to keep on getting better, just so like the person I am in the future is going to be unrecognizable in terms of like skill level to the person I am now.
Yeah.
And also having fun along the way.
Yeah, I guess that's what it's about, right? So I think you're onto something. So what did you think about the feedback video that we sent you from the audience, what they had to say about your film?
I adored it. Thank you. You guys, I love how considerate and how kind and loving everyone was to my own piece. It was definitely useful for me. You know, like I'll say this, that's the other thing that's on the downside of working on a project alone for so much. You know, you don't really get to hear how various people feel. And also, with my audience level right now, I don't get to really see how people are affected by my film or how they feel about it. And it ends up me being able to ignore it. But seeing that video reminded me that for every one person who does see my film, it's an amazing and beautiful thing. It humbled me a lot, and I'm just very, very thankful to have that.
Well, well, how about you don't be a stranger and let's make showcase more of your films then. And no, I'm serious. Like I think that I can't wait to see what you do next. I love this film. I thought it was very unique and like I understand like you're very candid about the odd your influences, right? But there's an original touch here. There's an original kind of animated kind of voice that's that you're and you got to figure it out through the next couple of years, and I think you will because if just keep working, and I know life gets in the way and stuff like that, but I think you're on to something.
Thank you so much.
So why
Yeah.
don't we? Yeah, go ahead.
It's like it's an absolute pleasure. It really is.
So let's talk again when you make your next film, and looking forward to see what you do next. And I want to. I'm curious. I want to get more New Orleans based filmmakers out there. I want to see what's going on in that community.
Sounds grand to me. Thank you.
All
Thank
right,
you. Yeah, let's do it, man.
man.
Ah, yeah.
All right,
All
so
right,
good
perfect.
luck with your next project, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. See you around. Peace.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Hasenbender Incorporated.
We're gonna do it. Give us any chance, we'll take.